Well, Ontario's sitting under the weight of more than $12 billion of debt, and the Liberal government's been looking under every rock for money to help it whittle it away. Earlier this year, it launched a panel to look at the province's assets and what could be sold off to pay it down. One of the items looked at was the LCBO, but the panel rejected that idea. Now the Residential and Civil Construction Alliance of Ontario is calling on the province to take a hard look at what it needs and what can be sold off, and to be more aggressive about it. And to find out more, I'm pleased to be joined by Michael Finn. He is the author of the report. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Very good.
Now, the province's panel didn't leave much in terms of concrete direction for asset recycling, did it?
Well, I think the conclusion we reached is they're on the right track, but we think they should go a little farther and be a little bit more aggressive in the approach that they're taking and looking at. Not just the LCBO, but a number of the public assets that Ontario taxpayers have paid for, and see whether there isn't some way in which we could sell all or part or an interest in them, at least as we've done successfully in other areas.
And which other assets are you referring to?
Well, there, as you know, there was a discussion about some of the hydro assets as well, and you know, there's a large inventory of property assets the Ontario government has, some of which they are looking at disposing of. There are a number of business enterprises that are also operated by government and that may have made a lot of sense at one point, but perhaps can be spun off or our interest in them sold so we can generate the kind of money that we need for some of the big infrastructure projects we have ahead of us.
Now, you say you want the province to get more aggressive. Is that just because of the looming debt or because
I think it's a combination of things. There doesn't seem to be any great appetite for increases in fees or in income taxes or things of that kind, sales taxes. And yet we have a very substantial infrastructure deficit. Some people have estimated at over $100 billion. And so in that sense, we've got a lot of things that we need to rebuild or to build new to reflect the kinds of economy that we're going to be facing and some of the challenges we have from climate change. And in order to generate money to do those things, if we're not going to get it from sources like debt and taxes, then we need to look at other assets that we have. It's a little bit like selling your used car to buy your new car in some respects.
Michael Finn joining us this afternoon as the Residential and Civil Construction Alliance of Ontario penning a report regarding assets of the Ontario government and the selling off of those assets and to be a bit more aggressive about it. And, you know, we look at that infrastructure shortfall and, you know, time is of the essence for this province, isn't it?
Well, I think it can make a contribution to job creation, to expanding economic activity. There is even a study that the RCCAO, the sponsor of this study, did a little while ago that indicated that on the federal government side, money invested in infrastructure actually pays net dividends to the tax base for the government of Canada. So there are a number of reasons why you would want to undertake these things. We're standing on the shoulders of work that our parents generation built, and we need to get on with it and to rebuild and to build to face the kind of world that we're going to be facing in the next number of decades.
Safe to say this is part of the problem is a lack of planning at the municipal level?
Well, I think there is a municipal role to be played here, too. I've spent a lot of my time in municipal government, and certainly there is no shortage of projects to be undertaken and good ideas about things that ought to be invested in going forward. Municipalities are probably in the least beneficial position in terms of the resources they need to go on with these projects. So one of the things we recommended in the report was an infrastructure bank and more emphasis on trusts held by the provincial government and the federal government to fund municipal projects to a greater extent so that it doesn't fall on the property tax base, which is really fully committed in a lot of respects to the ongoing operation of programs and the infrastructure we currently have.
You know, we talk a lot about infrastructure. We talk a lot about public-private partnerships, and they didn't exactly get a ringing endorsement from the auditor recently.
Well, that's fair. That's a fair comment. She seemed to have focused in particularly on some of the risks that are associated with that, like not moving enough of the risk from the public sector to the private sector. And there's inevitably discussion about whether when you use private sector financing, it's a little bit more expensive than public sector financing. But I think in some respects, we need to keep our eye on the ball. The reason that we want to undertake public-private partnerships is because the government is pretty much tapped out. We can't incur the kind of debt we used to in the past. Going forward, we need to find ways in which we can invest public sector pension funds and things of that kind to earn a return for pensioners. And so there are reasons why you would go ahead with public-private partnerships that go beyond the narrow accounting considerations, I think.
So that so her comment doesn't dissuade your perspective.
Well, I think it's a sobering comment in the sense that you need to pay a lot of attention to public-private mm-hmm. partnerships. They're complicated deals, and you can it's like any negotiation on anything you'd buy or any arrangement you'd have in the labor setting. You can negotiate well or you can negotiate poorly, and I think it's important that the public sector negotiate good terms for these deals. But that's no reason to some bad experience is no reason to abandon the idea. The report. Looks at a number of major P3s done here and overseas and points out that some of them are very successful and some of them were disappointments and why that's happened, and we should just not make the mistakes of others.
Michael Fenn joining us this afternoon, the author of the report looking at the Crown assets of the province that need to be sold off or should be sold off as we look at an infrastructure shortfall here in the province. Have you had any political response to your report yet?
Well, not yet, although I think it's fair to say a lot of the discussion is, as you indicated, been teed off by the Auditor General's recent comments. There are people who think public-private partnerships are the way to go. There are people who think that hydro assets and the liquor control system and others like gaming and other public enterprises were put in the public sector for good reasons at one point back in the middle of the 20th century or whatever, but those reasons have been overtaken by time. Things are running relatively well. There's ways in which the taxpayer can benefit from selling interest in those assets and still get the kinds of returns that we've enjoyed up till now, and perhaps clear the way to do some of the infrastructure spending that if we rely on debt and on tax increases, we're just never going to see.
Do you think we'd be having this conversation if this province's economy wasn't in so much trouble?
Well, I think it's the reverse. I think the experience we've had is that when Canada invests in infrastructure, our economy performs well. And when the economy performs well, the fiscal situation improves and people go back to work. And so I think it's really, I would say, looking at the glass half full. There's an opportunity here. It'll be disruptive in some areas, and some people who are content with the current arrangements are going to have to adjust to them, but I think the general public deserves good infrastructure and deserves the benefit of the dividends that come from the investments they've made in the assets of the past, and they should move forward with this idea of disposing of some of those interests in order to finance things that we really need.
Were you folks able to address the Clark panel at all?
We are sending the report to them. The association is forwarding the material to them, and of course they're thinking about these things. They've only made an initial report, and I guess in some respects we're hoping that this report and some of the discussion it raises, like the discussion on your show, will encourage them to be, as the heading says, a little bit more aggressive in their approach, and to recognize that there may be some unhappiness created by doing this, but the benefits certainly outweigh that.
All right. Michael, I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate the call.
All the best.
All the best of the holiday.
You too. Michael Fenn is the author of the report for the Residential and Civil Construction Alliance of Ontario, calling on Queen's Park to be more aggressive with asset recycling. So consideration of selling off RCBO, OPG, and a number of the other, land holdings held by the province, because you've got you're being taken in two directions. One, you're looking at more than $12 billion in debt. And two, you're looking at probably a $29 billion shortfall in infrastructure spending right now. And that needs to be addressed. Something has to give. And they're saying it's time for the province to get moving on this. So